listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. Federal Parliament resumes today and the first news poll of 2023 has been released. Support for the PM has slipped slightly, but Anthony Albanese still has the lead over opposition leader Peter Dutton. Meantime, a majority of Australians support an Indigenous voice to Parliament, with 56% in favour of it. A fire has destroyed a Buddhist temple in Melbourne. More than 80 fireys worked to bring the blaze under control that broke out overnight, with some locals nearby evacuated. The parents of a teenager killed by a shark in Perth on Saturday have paid tribute to their daughter. Sophie and Matt Berry say their 16-year-old Stella was a loving sister and the best daughter they could have hoped for. The Rust special effects coordinator has recalled the horrific moment the cinematographer was accidentally shot dead on set. Thomas Gandy has told 60 Minutes that two prop guns went off in the second week of filming.
The alarming part was that one of them went off in a prop girl's hand, which I did kind of think it a little bit odd that the prop girl was handing off the gun.
It comes after Alec Baldwin and the weapons specialist were charged with involuntary manslaughter last week. And the Grammys get underway this morning with all eyes on Beyoncé. The singer is up for 9 nominations and could become the most awarded artist in history. Scott Boland is looming as the beneficiary of Josh Hazlewood's Achilles injury, with the Victorian in line to play his first test away from home when the series against India gets underway on Thursday. The fast bowler believing Boland will be ready, with Hazlewood rating his chances of being fit as unlikely.
Scotty's bowled plenty at the MCG when it was a flat wicket, probably didn't even swing or reverse swing, so he knows how to work hard for a long period of time.
And in the NBL, the Perth Wildcats have downed the Kings 96-84 overnight. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, sunny for Brisbane, chasing a top of 31 degrees. Same goes for the Gold Coast and 29. Partly cloudy for Sydney, 28 the max. Grey skies for Melbourne, a top of 21. Partly cloudy for Hobart and 22. Sunny for Adelaide with a top of 29. Partly cloudy and 27 for Perth. And the Listener app is the new home of your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.